Hi, this is Jim Leff, and I'm somewhere around Middleton, Rhode Island, and I'm going to hold up traffic to record this podcast, so the horns should start honking in a minute. No, wait, maybe I can work out of the way of the people in back of me. Here's what's going on. Many years ago, I did a jazz gig on Newport, and on my way home, I tried to find breakfast, and everything was very expensive and not very breakfasty. And just before I got off the island, I thought, I went through a traffic circle. Okay, I'm having a drive here. This is very uncomfortable because I don't want to... Well, you'll see why in a minute. And I found a diner on a traffic circle. Okay, Eartha, I don't need you anymore. I'm off the map here. I'm a little discombobulated. This was not what I was expecting. Back up even further. I was born on a wintry night. No. Hold on. Let me just pull in here. Ah. Okay, I'm in a construction zone. That's good. Okay, I can sit here for a minute and not look at the diner that's lurking in back of me. How's that for foreshadowing? Okay, so look, I did this gig. And, like, it was an overnight, and the next morning I really wanted breakfast, and I was really hungry, and I thought I was going to have to go home without any breakfast. And then this diner rose like a mirage from the background. And I went in, and I had the breakfast of my life, and the food was so good. The touches were so nice. It was just sheer perfection. Oh, God. All right. This is David Halperin, and I think he might be flying in. I'll tell you that story in a minute. Hello? Hey, Dave, are you flying in? Okay, well, you don't want to... Safety first. Freshly slaughtered seal? S-E-A-L? S-E-A-L? This is called Horn de la Madeleine? Heel de la Madeleine. Fantastic. Yeah, I want to go eat seal. Cuter animals taste better. Like baby camel is like incredible. All right, Dave. Talk to you soon. Thanks a lot. That's this guy, Dave Halperin, who's a superb chowhound who co-owns a tiny little single-engine plane. Sometimes we fly to New Hampshire for breakfast or fly to Chesapeake Bay for crab cakes. And I thought he was going to fly up here to join in the crab shacking today, but there's something wrong with his plane or something. Man, this is getting complicated. Are you following this? This is like turning into like a Dostoevsky novel. Maybe I need to map out the characters and plot lines. All right, so everything was perfect at this diner. And it was so down home. Like, no, they were making no big deal about themselves. And I went up to the woman who was like the manager and chef. And I said, you know, this food was just incredible. And she just looked at me like I'm crazy. What do you mean this food's incredible? It's just a diner. What are you talking about, dude? Like, nobody had ever complimented her before. It had never dawned on her that what she was doing was really good. But she kind of liked it. She's like, hey, I like this complimenting thing. I like this notion that maybe this crap that I'm making is actually any good. And that was like 10 years ago. And since then, every time I meet anybody from Rhode Island, I ask them to try to help me locate this diner on a traffic circle in Newport.